I pray that today comes to you blessed of the Lord, and be encouraged in the Lord. I want to speak in the next few minutes on a subject called "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power." First, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today to minister your gospel and your word. God, anoint those that receive it today and let them receive it in good spirit, and let it be a blessing unto them and uplift their spirits and their soul and their hearts. In Jesus' name, anoint your word. When it comes to the blood, it covers a vast amount of scriptures. And as the songwriter penned the words, "The blood will never lose. It'll never lose its power." We cherish that old-time song, and we cherish the blood of Jesus. In Hebrews 9:22, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no remission." In the Old Testament, the blood of an animal only atoned for that moment. There had to be the supreme sacrifice. And nothing can wash away our sins but the blood of Jesus. They may call it a slaughterhouse religion, but it's still the word of God and nothing but the blood. This is God's plan. Nothing but the blood can wash away our sins. Now the Bible says in John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Revelations 5:9, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." God had a plan in Revelation 13:8. "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." 1 Peter 1:19, "But which the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot." I say again, the blood will never lose its power. Then, according to the word of God, in Hebrews 9:26, "For then must he offer, having suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Then in John 18:37, "To this end was I born, that for this cause I came into the world." He came to die. That was his purpose. Then according to John 10:18, "No man taketh it from me, but I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Then a purpose. He had this purpose. Acts 20:28. "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all of the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." Then looking to Revelations 12:11. "And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death." Again, there's power. There's power in that blood. And there's power in our testimony. We have the rights to decree. God has given us the keys of the kingdom. We have the power to loose and to bind, to set free. We can claim victory and claim authority. We can move mountains according to the promises of God. God's word is truly powerful. The blood, I say again, it'll never lose its power. Bible goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 13, "But now in Christ Jesus, who you sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood. Ephesians 2 and 16, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. This whole thing hinges on the cross. If Christ had not went to Calvary, our salvation would be null and void. If Christ had not went to Calvary, we would still be lost in our sins. If he had not had the power to lay his life down and take it up again, then we'd be hopelessly doomed. But thank God there's wonder-working power in the blood, and that power that flowed from Calvary's Lamb give us redemption. There again, we look to Colossians in the first chapter in verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. In Romans 5 and 9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And in Matthew 26 and 28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Then look into Ephesians 1 and 7, whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to his riches of his grace. Romans 5 and 8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says, without the shedding of this blood, there'd be no remission. This is the promise of God's word. And we know that by his blood, we are redeemed and we are saved. It's by grace. It's a gift. It's something that's free. We don't earn. We don't work for it. But we earn it through believing in that only name, which we can be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ. I want to spend a little time. We got some time here today. And I want to spend a little time in some scriptures. The Bible tells us about accepting this plan of redemption. And we must believe that through grace, the Lord Jesus, the Bible said, we'll be saved. That's according to Acts 15 and 11. We've got to believe. The whole thing is based on where we believe it or not. If we can believe, then we can be saved. And only through believing can we be saved. We can't earn it. We can't. Mom and dad might have been dedicated Christians. Grandpa might have been a dedicated Christian. But we're going to have to accept it for ourselves. You, my friend, today will have to accept it for yourself. You will have to accept the fact that the Bible said that he became the perpetuation for sin, and his blood being shed was that price paid for sin. No one else could pay it. Only Jesus Christ could pay it. Only he had the power and the authority to pay that. And he paid that price for you and I, that now we can live. And we can live more victoriously because our names are written in the book of life. And now because of that, we are saved. The Bible says in Romans in the 6th chapter and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You got a payday coming without Jesus, and that payday is death. But if you accept Jesus and the plan that he has for you, his blood will be applied to your sins and you'll be saved by his grace. Now, the Bible tells us in Romans in the 10th chapter and verse 9, it tells us the purpose of how this takes place. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Bible tells me unless we repent, the Bible says we're going to perish. We have got to repent of our sins. We've got to come to that place to where we say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry that I sinned against you. and I'm sorry I sinned against heaven. And Lord, because of that, I asked you to save me. I asked you to cleanse me. I asked you to wash me whiter than snow. And I accept that you died on Calvary for me. And I accept the plan that you have for me. And for that purpose, I want to be saved. The Bible says in Luke the 13th chapter in verse 3, I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You don't want to perish. You don't want to miss heaven. You want to make it to heaven. So today, if you can take the time to say, Lord, come into my heart. I know I'm ministering to literally thousands and tens of thousands out there that are not saved, that are not Christians. And if God's tugging at your heart's door, he said, behold, I stand door and knock. Any man hear my voice, open up a door. If you open the door, he'll come in. You can have fellowship. He will sup with you, and you can be saved. So I asked you today, as we end the session here we have with you today, that you'll take the time. If you're not a Christian, you'll bow your heads with me and say, Lord, I confess my sins. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, and I acknowledge that you died on Calvary to save me, and through your blood, I am redeemed and I am saved. And Lord, I accept the work of Calvary that you've done for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and I invite you in my heart today. I believe if you've done that, I believe the Lord will save you. He'll add your name to the book of life, and you'll be a part of the church that he purchased with his own blood. He purchased his church with his own shed blood. No way in this amount of time we have could we begin to even scratch the surface of covering all the scriptures pertaining to the blood. But it is a fact. It is a fundamental, basic Bible fact that the shedding of the blood is the only remission for sin. It's the only price paid for sin. And you have got to invite him into your heart. And through his work on Calvary, he saves you. Then, you know, there's healing in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There are many that need to. A lady called me the other day and said she'd been praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And if you're out there today and your pastor's not giving invitations, you need to make you an altar where you at. And then if he's not giving invitation for you to be healed or delivered or set free, you need to listen to what I'm saying. By his stripes, you were healed. As that blood flowed out of his veins, that blood, those stripes, paid for your healing. And because of that shedding of that blood, you can be healed. You can be delivered. Sicknesses can all be denounced in the name of Jesus. You can overcome the devil and the powers of darkness and of hell through the blood of Jesus. So I encourage you today to pray, not only those that need to be saved, but those that need healing, need eyes open. You need to be healed from diabetic problems. You need to be healed from arthritis and high blood pressure and all kind of different things. I stand with you in prayer that the healing virtue of Jesus Christ might visit upon you and you might be healed and made whole. This is the promise of God's word. And you need to claim it for yourself today. Take some of these scriptures and go look them up and see if the word don't say what I've shared with you today. He wants to save you. He wants to wash you whiter than snow. He wants you to get you ready that when the trumpet sounds so loud it's going to wake the dead, you can be in that number that's going with him. Can't make reservations later. Can't get your ticket later. It's something you got to do ahead of time. So acknowledge him today. Be saved, be cleansed, be washed. Be ready when he calls for you. Again, we enjoy coming to you and hope this is a blessing to you. And again, if you have topics or something you'd like discussed or ministered on, please give us a call. You'll see that number at the end of the, they'll be giving it to you at the end of the program. And call us up and come out and visit us at Hillsville Worship Center, 507 Virginia Street, right here in Hillsville, Virginia. We'll welcome you in the same word, the same anointing, ministers over the Word of God, in every service. God bless you.